Pencils down, everybody. Behave yourselves because it's time to listen to this great podcast. My name is Cyril, and for some reason, my doctor likes to use two fingers instead of one.
I am Jenny, and I am already lost for words.
Yes. So, what I want everybody to know is this is actually a very special episode of Pencils Down. Well, special for us. It is special for us because we are currently in my car, and we are on our way, of all places, to IKEA to buy me a table.
Okay, because it's one of the most magical and wonderful places in the world. But basically, I received a text message from Cyril's wife today informing her that we had to go to IKEA. So I had the very fun and awesome idea that we would just record the podcast on the way.
Yes. So I'm driving, and, you know, we're in the car, and we've got a pretty decent length trip in front of us to IKEA.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is perfect for doing the show.
Right. So we may go over, we may have an intermission. I think we're more likely to go over. So please be patient with us.
That's exactly right.
So, Cyril tries to actually get out of the parking lot, which is actually quite difficult. There's a guy holding, what is this? Why are everyone holding a pizza?
I know. We just had like a parade of people holding pizzas just go by us.
This is kind
of it's not even done. Now a guy has got not just a pizza, but he also has a dog. He's got a dog and a pizza.
I want more pizza. There's no more pizza people. I'm kind of disappointed.
I want the dog. I mean, that dog is not, it's like a big beagle.
It is like a big beagle, and I sort of actually like that dog, but I'm still sort of leaning towards that St. Bernard we saw earlier.
We did see
which was massive.
Yes, we saw a beautiful St. Bernard
a
few minutes ago.
It was massive and beautiful, and I just want to hold it, keep it, and just forever and ever.
And call it George. Yes, I understand.
Well, I don't know if I would call it George.
I don't know. I mean, I think George is actually a good name for a St. Bernard. Or maybe you could, if you had a St. Bernard, you could call it Bernard. How about that?
That would be confusing.
Bernard the St. Bernard.
Yeah, and that's kind of lame.
Well, that's
like calling a dog dog. Like,
worked for Columbo. That was his, you know, dog's name on the Columbo TV show. But I will say this. That,
I'm glad you brought that reference. More pizza!
same people.
Okay.
So, you know, we're recording this on Thursday, October 30th, 2014, the day before Halloween.
Very true.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, if we're not going to be St. Bernard's for Halloween for our costumes, I'm thinking, you know, that we should talk a little bit about Halloween costumes and things that have happened to us on Halloween's past. So,
well, okay, very easy. Nothing. Done. Move on. That's
okay.
Not true. When I was, I don't remember how old, I think it was like first grade or second grade, I really, really, really wanted to go trick-or-treating. Like, this was back when I actually enjoyed holidays.
Okay.
Before
she turned into this.
Yes, before I turned into the bitter person that most people know me as today. And so I was really, really excited, but unfortunately I was deathly sick. And I kept putting on my costume, which I was going to be Snow White.
Okay.
And I kept putting on my Snow White costume and vomiting profusely.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the only Halloween that I can think of that really stands out. I stopped celebrating and, like, really doing anything for Halloween pretty much very shortly after that.
That would probably kill the holidays for me as well. I mean, I gotta say. You know, I can't say I've had an experience like that on Halloween, but one experience I did...
Oh my God! Cyril's getting us killed already!
Somebody just tried to turn a corner when they shouldn't have. They tried to turn at a light right in front of me. Of course, with me being an expert driver, we had no problems, but of course...
The bars!
Okay, so Jenny actually just now nearly destroyed the microphone. Like, it almost completely went beyond its capacity to take sound into it. It is currently begging for mercy. She has just shanghaied this entire microphone into submission right in front of me. Wow. It's a good thing that I'm used to driving with high-strung people in my car.
Very true.
Yes, it's perfectly fine. But back to Halloween. You know, as I've mentioned on the show, and you can see it on the website, I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I also, what a lot of people don't know, is I worked in the French Quarter in New Orleans for 5 years.
I knew that.
Yes. So, you know, in the French Quarter, there's a lot of activity, a lot of drunken activity going on, so
never.
I saw and heard a lot of things. But even during that time, and I worked in the French Quarter until I was probably about, I don't know, 23, 24 years old, something like that. I had never been in a bar before that moment, The moment was a Halloween night, and it was Halloween in the late 90s, probably 98 or 99, and I was at a co-worker's house. He lived in the French Quarter about 3 blocks from where we worked. So I was there with him preparing to go to a bar for a party. Also with me and him was my mother. She worked in the same place. So it was the three of us, me, my mother, and this guy. Now, first I'll describe what our costumes were. So my mother's costume, she was dressed as a gypsy. So she had like a neat little robe on. She had like a bandana or something on her head. And she had these big hoop earrings. And for some reason she was carrying an orange. I don't know what that was about. So she was a gypsy with an orange. The co-worker, this very, very tall man, he was probably about 6'5", and he was dressed as a stereotypical kind of backwoods office female secretary. So he had, like from, like, the 80s or something, imagine, like, you know, Dolly Parton missing a few teeth from back in the 80s. So he had, like, you know, these things stuffed in his shirt.
I realize I was not alive.
Yes. Some people were. There were people alive back then, if you can believe that. And he had this massive blonde wig on and these big high heels, which made him like 6'8". So that was his costume. For some reason, I didn't have a costume. So the only thing outside of my normal clothing, which would have been like, you know, just some kind of a regular t-shirt or polo shirt and jeans, I had a cowboy hat on, a black cowboy hat. So we
Oh my gosh, you're being the guy in the poster in your office.
I know, yes, exactly, which, you know, we'll talk about, or I'll put a picture of that on the website sometime.
All right.
But, so we walk to the bar. The bar in the French Quarter is called Good Friends. So we walk into Good Friends, and that's when I discover that we are going into a gay bar. So it's me, my mother, and this very tall gay man going into this gay bar.
So your first bar experience was a gay bar?
Yes, on
that
Halloween
must have
been night.
Awesome.
Yes, on Halloween night with my mother.
This sounds amazing.
Yes, so here's what actually happened
and
when we go in.
Traumatizing.
It somewhat was traumatizing. We go in and we sit down at the bar. A couple of the people who worked there knew the guy we were with, so they started talking to him. They started playing 80s music again, things from before you were around, Jenny. But,
well, okay, but, like, let's be honest. 80s music, I probably know more songs than you do.
Yes, you may. Are you familiar with the Corey Hart song, Sunglasses at Night?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Right. Sunglasses at Night.
Great, okay. Now we got to pay Corey Hart a royalty fee for this.
Oh, but damn it. Anyway. No, look, I'm singing so off tune.
Oh, okay. You're right. So that song starts playing inside the bar, and I start singing along wearing my cowboy hat. At that point, apparently, it drew the attention of one of the guys who worked there, or maybe he was just having too much fun. This guy jumps up onto the bar, and he starts dancing toward me while I'm rocking in my cowboy hat, singing along to Sunglasses at Night.
Right.
I should mention that he was also wearing a cowboy hat, so I guess he felt an affinity with me. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing cowboy boots, which I was not wearing. I was just wearing tennis shoes. And he was... The only other article of clothing he was wearing was a fluorescent lime green thong. So a guy in a cowboy hat, fluorescent lime green, glow-in-the-dark thong, and cowboy boots starts gyrating toward me. He's on the bar, and I'm sitting there.
Really quick reminder, how old were you?
Oh, I was like 22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he starts approaching me, and then he's...
That pretty young thing.
Yes, and he starts dancing right in front of me, and also in front of my mother, who thinks this is hilarious. So, at that point, you know, he danced...
I have to look ridiculous for that guy.
He danced for the duration of the song, and then he sort of just wormed his way away. I'll say this. It was quite an experience, Halloween night, in a gay bar, in the French Quarter, with my mother, but the end result of it...
And a man in a green thong.
Right, and thanks to him, I have never looked at an underripe banana the same way again. Because that's what it looked like was in my face that night. So, pretty disturbing events right there. So, this Halloween, I actually do have my own costume planned. A real, full costume. I am going to be a pirate for Halloween. I know people have done pirates all the time. You know, it happens a lot. But that's my costume for this year.
I thought you were
going
to be Avril Lavigne.
Well, see, the Avril Lavigne thing is for work. I don't want to bring the pirate gear to work because it's kind of a sexy pirate costume.
It's a sexy pirate.
It is a sexy pirate costume. Sexier than Avril Lavigne.
Sexy. Well, how about the Lady Gaga costume that you were going to do? I mean, I feel like you tease us a lot with a bunch of different costumes you're going to do, and I think maybe about 1%. I actually have never actually seen you do any costume.
The problem with the Lady Gaga costume was that I needed to find 2 loaves of bread, and I also needed to find some crazy glue, and I needed 100 clothespins, and I could only find packages of 50 clothespins, well, 1 package of 50 clothespins at the store when I went there. So I was 50 clothespins short. So I couldn't do the entire Lady Gaga costume. So I scrapped it, strike that.
You should have let me know. I would have gone on a clothespin hunt for you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be Avril Lavigne at work tomorrow, so...
I'm really looking forward to this, and you need to do this, because now I'm going to post a picture up on our page.
This is going
to
be great. You know, everybody's going to see me dressed as Avril Lavigne. But Saturday, the day after Halloween, of all things, my wife and I are going to a Halloween party that some friends are having, and I will be a sexy pirate for that. So I can wear the same ripped leggings that I'll have with the ripped fishnets right. that I'm going to have for the Avril Lavigne costume.
Oh my god, this has to happen.
I can
happen.
Carry those over to the pirate thing, yes.
This has to happen, Cyril. At this point, if I walk into work tomorrow... Okay, let's be honest.
Yeah, you'll get there before you.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I'm going to get there several hours before you. But when you walk into work, if I see you and you are not dressed as Avril Lavigne...
Yes.
There is going to be... some sort of punishment.
Why do you have to go and make things so complicated?
I'm not making it complicated. I'm just being, like, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. I think everyone is going to be disappointed, and you're just going to let everyone down, because there's so much hype for this at this point.
There is, yeah, I mean, I'm really building it up.
Right, and it kind of has to happen.
I want to mention, you know, for our listeners, we are nowhere near IKEA right now, so I just want everybody to be aware of that.
We are nowhere near IKEA. I don't even know why you're going this way.
I don't either, but I'll say this. IKEA closes in an hour.
Yes.
I know specifically what I'm going there for. I'm going to get 1 table, but, you know, of course it's IKEA. I'm going to have to find it first of all. Then I'm going to have to lug it to the register, pay for it, get it in the car. I have to at least get it to the register by 9 o'clock, which, you know, right now it's almost 8 here. We'll see if it happens. It's going to be great.
This is going to be very close. This is going to turn into an action film towards the end.
We are going to be sprinting through IKEA.
I'm
going
to have to, like, sort of glide in and be like,
yes.
Safe, right?
Right.
Sort of get there where we need to be.
Don't worry. I am going to turn on my exceptional Swedish charm. They are going to love me. Because
I can. Swedish charm?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I forget, because I really wanted to say this.
Do it.
Because I thought it was probably one of the funniest things I heard today.
Do it.
So we have about 3 black people that work at MSA, 3 black men that work at MSA, and one of them, he was like, do you know what I'm going to be for Halloween? And everyone was like, what? He's like, a black man. And I think he can pull it off.
Strangely enough, I don't think I could pull it off.
No, this guy can pull off being a black man.
Okay,
like,
yes.
He is, unlike you, who's secretly white,
right.
He is truly a black man.
Yes,
And I'm very excited to see his costume as himself, basically.
Wow.
Which is intimidating enough. Like, really, it's scary. That man walks into your cube and says, why didn't you do this?
Ooh.
You're doing it. You're like, I am so sorry, sir. I'm about to go do it right now.
Wow. I am just, you know, I'm going to be a... white Canadian woman. I'm going to be Avril Lavigne tomorrow. And
I know.
It's going to be something
which
else.
Is more a closer reflection of what you are in your heart.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So I feel like Halloween is just an opportunity for you to show the world who you truly are.
And you know what? Yeah, in my long string of being, you know, white Canadian women, I am glad. I mean, you know, it's been a while since I did the white Canadian woman costume, but I am glad that Avril Lavigne is still somewhat relevant, you know, no less than she was, you know.
Wait, you've done this before?
Well, not Avril Lavigne. I mean, you know, as far as others, you know, I was Celine Dion 2 years in a row. I was also, and I mean, this is getting a little bit obscure for the younger crowd, but look up a singer called Anne Murray. I was Anne Murray 2 years in a row, another Canadian singer. So, I mean, I've just done the white Canadian woman thing before. And also a woman named Natalie, who nobody even knows here. She's not famous, but I dressed up as her 1 year. And, you know, she's from Montreal. So, I mean, I've done it all.
I'm going to be honest. That. Out of all of the different Halloween costumes that you threw around this year,
yeah,
my favorite is still the couple's costume that you came up with. where you would be Tiger Woods,
yes,
and one of the people we work with would be a trophy wife.
Yes.
And our idea was that she would just, and I don't know if we ever told you this, but our idea was that she would walk around carrying a trophy.
I did not know about that.
And she would just be like, I'm Tiger Woods' trophy wife.
Okay, I was going to suggest that she carry around a golf club acting as if she was going to beat me with it.
Well, she could carry both, let's be honest.
Yes, okay. Oh, that's great. I didn't even know
and
about
she,
that.
Like, seriously, she could just come as herself because she fits the profile.
That's right, yes.
Which was what made it so perfect, right? So a lot of people, especially, like, new moms, you know, you don't want to take that time. You're exhausted enough. There's so much to do. Just trying to get your kid out the door in the morning,
yep,
and get yourself out of bed really is sometimes even a struggle because there's just so much going on, and it's understandable because being a mom is hard.
Very true.
Being a parent in general is hard.
It is.
So we found a way to sort of streamline that for her.
That's right, yes.
Get up, get out of bed, do what you always do, and just say, I'm a trophy wife.
Yes.
Was really the criteria. What? Is that a pumpkin horse head thing, Bob? What is going on?
Wow.
Do you see it?
No.
Oh my God, back then.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We just drove past something that's kind of like a combination pumpkin scarecrow thing. And
yeah.
By the way, we're on like this very...
this is very sketchy.
Very sketchy street right now, but I know where I'm going. It's just on a very sketchy street.
This is very... I'm very afraid about being murdered.
As well you should be. Yes, so, but we're about to end up someplace fabulous. We are still nowhere near IKEA, by the way.
Yeah, we haven't even hit, like, a parkway or anything.
No, no,
nothing.
No. I have brought us through the city just so everybody could stare at our beautiful presences. That's really what this was all about.
But you're taking us through sketchy roads in which nobody ever, through, like, their right mind, would ever go on. I don't understand.
That's right, yes. I mean, we're going to be at the point where, you know, people are going to be hunting for us by tomorrow. It's going to be great. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's in tune with the Halloween theme of being scary.
Yeah. That's
so you've got that going for you.
I know, but see, now we've actually reached something resembling civilization.
Yes, I know, but you've taken us to, like, the most busiest road ever.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to be moving. I mean, we're going to be
without a light, so
we'll be at this
we're
intersection
gonna...
for about a year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. At some point, I'd
no,
like to go home
to
and take a nap.
Hold on.
Oh, my God! Seriously, again, are you trying to see how many times I could scream during this episode
that's
in fear?
That's absolutely right, yes.
Again, with the theme, screaming in fear.
Yes, see, exactly. Right. It works out great. Yes. Okay, so while we have a moment, I just want to, as I always do, I want to let everybody know how they can connect with us on social media and on the internet. So,
we're not doing that right now because don't text and drive, don't tweet and drive, don't Facebook and drive.
Right, don't you dare Facebook while I'm driving, people. Don't you dare do it. But I just...
Because you'll read it instead of driving.
That's right. But basically, here is you know, what we're going with. So, the ways to get in touch with us are at pencilsdownpod on Twitter.
We
also have on an email address, which I believe is pencilsdownpodcast@gmail.com.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. And then we have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/pencilsdown. And finally, the last thing I want to point out is our actual website. And I'm going to go three times at least through how to connect with us on the website. pencilsdown.wix.com/pencilsdown. That is pencilsdown.wix.com/pencilsdown. That is pencilsdown, one word, pencilsdown.wix.com. So just know that is how you get in touch with us. pencilsdown.wix.com/pencilsdown is our website.
All right, that was more than three times.
Oh, I'm from the South. I don't count.
And honestly, if you really wanted to see the website that badly, there's a link to it on the Facebook page and the Twitter page.
That's absolutely
right.
So
you actually don't have to memorize that.
That is true, yes. So, check us out on those places. You will be so happy. It'll be the best time of your life.
Okay, well, let's calm down.
Yes. Okay, it'll be the second best.
I think you find the worst possible way to get somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the decision. You're like, perfect, that's the way I'm going
to
go.
That's what I do. I mean, I'm trying to make it in the least efficient way possible.
Pretty much how you do everything is how you're driving.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I'm shocked and acting like...
This is
exactly how you do everything.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not sure what the problem is. The whole goal here, and I mean full disclosure, when we get to IKEA, I want us to get to IKEA right before they start saying nobody else comes in. I want to feel like royalty going into IKEA and saying, shut it down, nobody else is coming in. The Pencils Down crew is here, shut it down. That's the entire goal behind this.
All right.
Okay.
I feel like that's a kind of strange thing to have on your wish list.
But is that not something that I would totally do? Try to set that up. Yes.
Yes, it is completely something that you would totally do.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what we're going for. Now, I want to say this as well, that Jenny, you, for 2 or 3 episodes now, have been dying to tell our listeners about something.
Oh my God, that's completely true!
Yes, so now I'm giving you that opportunity I go around these big vehicles in front of me.
Okay, yeah, there's huge vehicles. But anyways, so my friend, who's actually an awesome person, but more importantly, he's a great video game designer. And they have a game on Kickstarter. It's called Everstar. The company is called Psychosorted. And they're on Kickstarter right now. And you should check out the game because it's awesome and amazing and wonderful. And everyone should check it out. Everyone.
Everyone.
That's right. Yes. So, you know, if you don't listen to it, or if you don't go find it after you listen to this, go find Everstar. If I find out you haven't, I will send you pictures of my Halloween costume from last year when I was Count Twerkula, just so you know that. Yes.
I think it's very interesting how you have grown such an interest and sort of this whole persona around twerking.
Definitely, yes.
It has been definitely at least brought up. And I think almost every single one of our podcasts, maybe not the first one. I don't remember talking about it on the first one.
I don't think so.
But definitely 2 through 5.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's all about the twerking.
It's all about the twerking. So may I ask?
Yes.
When did this start? How did you evolve to the twerking queen that you are today?
So, I mean, here's exactly how it happened. I was at the Black People's Meeting 1 week.
Yes!
And while I was there, I met this woman who, you know, if you looked at our website, you'll see the pictures of her.
Oh my
the
God, she attends? Person.
Yes.
Oh, wow, they let her in?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So I met her at the Black People's Meeting. And, of course, just like, you know, at the grocery store and when she's at the DMV or at the park or wherever she is.
Getting lunch.
She was twerking. So I went up to her and I said, excuse me, ma'am, it's a little hard to get her attention, ma'am. Can you teach me how to do exactly what you're doing? And she said, you mean the twerking? And I said, no, I mean this dancing that you're doing. She said, no, that's actually called twerking.
Did she say it all official like that? Because I kind of played it hard for her. You said this is exactly how it happened.
Well, I want
exactly how it happened.
Okay, so I should say every sentence she said started with the word child. So she was like, child, I'll show you my twerking. So she starts to, you know, get me involved with the twerking. She, you know, shows me how it all is supposed to work and everything. And, I mean, I needed very detailed lessons about this. So here is how my very first twerking lesson at the Black People's Meeting went. So she said, okay, we're going to go over there to the bar. There's a bar there. They sell lots of cognac there. So we get in line at the bar. She orders her Hennessy. I order a Mountain Dew. Which, curiously enough, they had. So
I was going to say, how did they have
that on
the Black People's Meeting?
Right. So,
I didn't know if they knew what it was.
They didn't, but, you know, I had been there a couple times before, and I said, you need to have this stuff there.
Right.
So we're over at the bar, and she says, okay, step one, and I can't totally do her voice justice, but it sounded a lot like this. Step one. She sounds like that. Okay. So then she says, you have to take your left hip. And I'm like, okay, my left hip. And she says, you gotta move your left hip this way. I said, great, okay. So I do that. Then she says, now you take your right hip and you move your right hip this way. I'm like, okay, got it. Move the right hip this way. Then she says, you take the left hip and the right hip, and you move them together like this. And I'm like, okay, I got it. Then she says, you take your upper left hip and your lower left lip, your hip, not lip, your lower left hip, and then you take your middle hip, and then you take your back hip, and then this woman's got a lot of hips. So then she says, you got to move it all like this. I said, well, I don't have enough hips for all of that. She said, don't worry, I will train you, Padawan. So,
Padawan? That, yes. Do you really think she would understand that reference?
No, there was a rapper there named Padawan. She was talking
okay.
to him.
Oh, okay.
But I was listening.
Oh, sorry.
Right. So she was talking to DJ Padawan, and I just happened to be listening.
DJ Padawan.
That's right. So I decided to follow along with everything they did. I started twerking, and then she was banned from the meetings twice because she broke a couple of windows. So she was put on suspension. It took me to take over the twerking reign from her for her suspension. And that, through practice and encouragement, I learned to become an expert twerker.
Right.
So, I do want to mention something else that involves, and we are actually approaching IKEA now, but they close in 52 minutes. So, I want to mention...
We're at least going in the right direction now.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Something involving my aptitude for twerking. So, what many of our listeners do not know about me, of course, you, Jenny, you know this,
okay.
that... I am a driver for rideshare services.
Yes.
It's something that I do just kind of, you know, in spare time. So I drive for the two major ride-sharing services, and I picked up some people last weekend. They were four college students, four female college students. Three of them attend the University of Pittsburgh. The other one attends Temple University in Philadelphia, but she was in town visiting her friends. So the four of these girls get into my car, and... they had, you know, never done one of these ride-sharing things before, but they were going to the Pitt football game for homecoming. So they went from campus to the stadium, which is about a 3 or 4 mile drive. So, you know, as I do with all of my passengers, I start making conversation with them. We're talking. And one of the girls asked me, so what do you enjoy being a driver? Is this fun? And I said, yeah, it's great. I love doing it. But I said, it's really just a side thing because, you know, in real life, I'm just famous on the internet. So then all four girls, like, their eyes just, you know, pop wide open, and, you know, they start getting all, you know, awestruck. They're like, what are you famous on the internet for? And I said, no, I'm just joking, you know, just making a joke. Well, they didn't believe me. So what they started doing was one of the girls in the back seat pulls out her phone, and she starts... basically, you know, creeping on my social media profiles on the internet. She finds my Twitter page, she finds my Facebook account, and she starts going through all the pictures on it trying to figure out what I'm famous for. Then the girl in the front seat pulls out her phone and she starts snapping selfies with me in the front seat. And I'm like, what are you going to do with these pictures? She said, if you're famous, I want to be a part of this. The girls in the back start bringing their phones out, they're holding their phones out, snapping selfies with me, sticking their heads in between the seats. So... I continued to tell them, I'm not really famous on the internet, I was just joking. They said, you are going to tell us why you're famous or we are going to guess. So I'm like, okay, start guessing. So they say, are you on Vine? Are you a Vine celebrity? I said, no, I have a Vine account, but there's not much on it. They said, are you a porn star?
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I'm not exactly a porn star, no. And then they're
not
like...
not exactly.
Well,
like, how tentative of a response is that?
I know. So then
I'm
they start,
exactly.
you know, searching for that. So, and, you know, I'm not actually a porn star, but, you know, they wanted to hear something that they thought was cool. So then they asked the important question. They said, are you a twerking expert? They actually said that.
Did they really
yes.
say that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you respond yes?
Yes.
Awesome.
I said... if you keep searching for me on the internet, you will find 7 videos of me twerking on the hood of this car. They spent the rest of the ride looking for videos of me twerking on the hood of the car we were in that day, which is the same car we are going to IKEA in right now. This is a famous car.
This is a very famous car at this point.
Definitely. And they continue to search. So much like this drive here, you know, it all connects. It all comes full circle. I took them on the longest possible route to the stadium that wasn't an obvious long route. So we could have gotten there in 8 minutes. It took us 20 to get there. Not because I was trying to get money out of them, but because I knew they were having an enjoyable ride. I said to them, this is not the best way to get to the stadium. They said, we don't care. We don't even want to go to the game now. We want to sit in the car with you. So I said, well, you can't sit in the car with me. I got to go make some more money, but I'll get you to the game. But they said, well, you keep just driving us around. We're going to find these twerking videos. Well, they looked for 10 minutes, and finally I said, I'm sorry. You got to go to your game now. You can't just hang out with me. So, I feel like I was somewhat violated that they went through my social media public profiles to find me and pictures of me twerking and videos of me twerking. And, you know, whenever I imagined that I was going to get violated by four 19-year-old girls, it did not end up like that. I just want to say it was not the dream that I had had once.
So I'm going to note a couple of disappointing situations.
Do it.
One, why didn't you mention the podcast? Two, why was it so hard for them to find your YouTube videos?
That's the thing that I'm not sure about. I mean,
are their Google skills that bad? Now, I'm going to be honest and be sort of conceited right now. I have above average Googling skills. I'm quite good at finding weird things in the internet really quickly. Yeah. I have an affinity. I really have considered multiple times putting it on my resume, stating I am freaking awesome at Googling.
Yes.
So maybe they just have below average Googling skills.
I'm thinking so. I actually did mention the podcast to them and said that's the thing I would be most famous for on the internet, but then they had no interest in finding that because they were trying to find my imaginary porn videos or the videos of me twerking, which, given the looks on their faces and, you know, their pounding hearts I could hear in my ears, I think that to them the twerking videos would have qualified as porn to them.
That's kind of disturbing.
It is, yes.
I don't know, I'm a little bit concerned now for today's youth. Mind you, I'm not that much older than them.
That's right.
But
yes.
I'm a little bit concerned about that this is, I don't know, I really am at a loss of words right now.
Well,
I don't know how to respond to this.
Here's exactly what's going to happen. At some point, in the future, you and I, are going to do a video podcast. So, you know, people can see us recording, because during that, I expect you to take the torch.
Don't even say it.
The twerking torch.
Don't say it. Don't. Yeah. Don't say it. Don't.
So tweet us at Pencils Down Pod and let us know that you want to see this happen, okay?
You don't.
Yes, you don't. Absolutely do.
You can want it all you want, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
I'm
not going to sing any more lyrics today because now I'm afraid of getting infringed on something.
If I wanted somebody to tell me that, I would have put my wife in the car instead because she says that to me all the time. It's just terrible.
This is the third time I've been in this area and I never go this way. I don't understand.
Calling
me. The suburbs apparently are calling me.
That's right, yes. You belong here. I have brought Jenny to a place that she's not terribly familiar with. I think that I'm just going to keep her here. So we may record new episodes of the podcast every single night because, you know, this is going to become our lives. We are going to become hermits living in the suburbs of Pittsburgh.
Troubadours!
Exactly, yes. Yes, it's going to be great. So I look forward to that. So, Jenny, keeper of the timepiece.
Oh, we are way over on time.
Are we?
We're way over by 3 minutes.
Wow.
So that's not really way over.
That is way over. I mean, you know how many things can happen in 3 minutes?
A lot.
My wife could tell you some stories, but now I'm sharing too much.
All right. So anyways, so we're actually almost at IKEA. It's kind of sad that we didn't make it to IKEA, but I sort of agree that sort of time's up for this week's show from the car, so it's sort of a special episode.
From the car.
From the car, and that just shows how dedicated we are to this podcast.
We love you all.
We love everyone. We love doing this podcast.
Yes.
Thank you for listening this week, and that's it for our show.
Adios. Bye-bye.